you've launched this education scorecard for Kalamazoo County, and it breaks down at different levels of education, K through 12 and beyond, some key points that you say are important to keep an eye on so that you can know if education is going in the direction that you want it to. I took a look at the website. I went through it a little bit, but walk me through it. What does the scorecard look like?
So the scorecard takes you through from cradle to career. So it starts you off in 0 to 3, 0 to 5, which is getting ready for school and kindergarten readiness. And then it takes you through some of the major milestones in a young person's education. So third grade reading and math proficiency, then into middle school, which we know is a critical time in a young person's life. And then into high school, which is where they start to determine what they will do with the rest of their lives. And then it even takes us into college and career readiness and workforce readiness and then adult lifelong learning.
I was struck by the presentation of the scorecard. I had kind of expected to be hit with a wall of numbers. And in fact, it looks like graphics and illustrations play a big role in it. How did you decide to go with that format?
So we wanted to make it community friendly. So readable and simple by all different audiences that the Learning Network attracts. And so we knew that if we put a lot of data and figures up there that it might turn some people off. So by telling the data story in this way, we're hoping that it reflects well and attracts people of various audiences.
Right. And putting it together, who do you anticipate will be using it, and how much of it is for the Learning Network's own purposes?
Right. So who do we hope that will look at it? So we're hoping that community residents look at it. So if people are wondering, you know, they might see something that says education in Michigan or education in Kalamazoo, and they might look at it and say, how are we doing, or what's going on? How can I get involved? We're also hoping that people who are interested in getting their kids signed up for pre-K so they are kindergarten ready, or kids who are interested in going to college and how do they fill out their FAFSA, that those folks will also look at the scorecard and just see different things that we're working on. We're also hoping that leaders in our community look at this and know what the Learning Network is working towards and maybe how they can help drive those conversations.
And when it comes to the Learning Network, does it also play a role in just letting you know where things are so you know how to plan your own mission?
Yes, exactly. So one of the key components for the Learning Network is continuous improvement and always looking at the data to say what's working, what do we need to adjust or tweak so that we see a different result. And this scorecard gives us that benchmark, and now we will watch the data and watch what's happening with each one of the action networks that's involved to see if they're really working, to see if they're really making an impact. And if they're, you know, if we need to adjust something, we can.
What does the scorecard tell you about the state of education in Kalamazoo County?
I think what it tells us is that particularly in early childhood, we are learning, and as everyone knows, research is saying that early brain development is the key for success along the continuum. And so I think if we look to that end of the continuum, you'll see that efforts in Kalamazoo County are really doing a great job of hearing that message and taking it to action in Kalamazoo County, and we can point to many examples of where we are trying to increase pre-K in our county and quality pre-K in our county. Then if you go upstream there to the high school area, you'll see that there is a lot of activity going on in the high school part of the continuum with regard to helping kids understand what it is that they can do and should do if they're thinking of going to college. And so, you know, there's specific indicators that say if you do this, you have a better chance of going into college. And that particular end of the continuum, you start to see the connections between the high school end of the continuum and then getting into college and career readiness. And there's conversations and discussions that are being had of how we can support kids to be successful along that end of the continuum. And then when you get to the end and it's the adult literacy, we have some really great activities that are going on and data that is being produced to show if we can do this, this, and this, we see that adults will become more proficient in reading, and which can add to their value in life and their success in life.
I took a look at some of the data that you have in the scorecard, and it starts at kindergarten readiness and then goes all the way up as through adult education. And some of the statistics on the surface anyway, they look a bit discouraging. Looking at kindergarten readiness, for example, in 2013, you've got 54% of kindergartners, I believe, who were ready, or 54% of children headed into kindergarten who were ready for that. And that was down from 60% a few years ago. You look at K-3 education, you've got, you know, about 70% reading proficiency, which is going up, and 41% in math. But 41% math proficiency, that sounds low.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we know that. And, you know, one of the reasons for this scorecard is not to point fingers at anyone or to call out maybe what's not working. It's more to say, okay, community, here's where we are. How can the community support the schools and vice versa to set these kids up for success? And one of the things that the Learning Network is working really hard on with its partners throughout the continuum is to look at what is really working, and are we doing that in Kalamazoo? How can we scale it? How can we scale what's working, what we know is working? And I think the scorecard also adds a level of urgency or a call to action in our community. And so let's rally around what's working and scale it so that we can impact more kids.
So if there were a point or a handful of points on that continuum where you could intervene now and wave a wand and change something, what would be the most critical points?
I think right now all of the work that we're doing in the early childhood, just because of what you're hearing and the support that we're getting around early childhood, is probably, I think, maybe the most urgent. But I hate to say that, because then at the same time you hear about that middle school group, so that, you know, like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, where that's key to kids staying in school and not dropping out. And we know that kids need to start thinking about, in middle school, what it is that they want to do in their adult life, and so what paths should they be looking at to get them there. And so I think that's another critical piece. I also think the adult literacy is a key piece, because most of folks, if they have trouble reading, they might have small kids at home. And so creating an environment then for their kids to be successful along the education continuum is key as well. And so if they have trouble reading, they might not be able to access what's needed in enrolling their kids in pre-K. So I think that, you know, there's different points along the continuum. But at this point, I think a lot of it is pointing towards that early childhood development and the brain development in the 0 to 3, the 0 to 5, 0 to 8.
A lot of it's pointing toward early childhood education, but then also it sounds like, from your perspective, it's too reductive to say if we intervened at X point or Y point, then the rest of it would fall into place.
Correct. We can't just work on early childhood and leave the rest of it, because there's so many opportunities along the continuum to do and to scale what's working.
Is there a statistic or a piece of information that you find to be particularly worrisome or particularly encouraging in the scorecard?
I think worrisome would be the numbers of adults who cannot read above the sixth grade level. I think that that's worrisome because it's something that I don't think in the past has been brought to the surface. And so all of a sudden now, communities are seeing these great numbers of adults that can't read. And so now, you know, it's starting to come to light, and it's a little bit scary to think that we have to now backtrack and figure out, okay, we need to help these people. It's a little bit of an urgency situation where let's get them on track. I think that would be the point in the data where it's kind of surfacing and we're realizing that it's a problem in communities.
And likewise, was there something that you saw where you thought, oh, that's good news?
I think probably within the college and career readiness area of our continuum, I think that the Action Network and the schools and the community have done a nice job of creating various points of access for kids in our county. So the access to the tuition incentive program creates an opportunity for kids who might not think that they could have afforded college. If you're in some of our outlying school districts within our county, you might now have access to this tuition incentive program, which provides dollars for you to go to college. And so I think that those numbers steadily increase, and they've created a system within the community and the schools to identify these kids and get them on the pathway to taking advantage of that tuition incentive program.
That's an interesting program. I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that one.
I don't think I can talk about it.
Okay.
Brenda at KCAN would have to
okay.
fill you in on that.
To do that one. Mm-hmm. Conversely, do you happen to know what the figure is on adults who can't read above a sixth grade level in Kalamazoo County? I can look it up.
You would have to check with Michael Evans of the Adult Literacy Action Network.
Okay.
But I believe of the population that is reads at the lowest level, I believe it's about 1,600 adults in Kalamazoo County.
Okay. At the lowest level?
So they would have the lowest reading proficiency of our population. It's about... They calculated at about 20% of your population would have the lowest reading proficiency. I believe 20% is about 1,600 adults. But check with Michael Evans.
Education is sometimes awash in numbers and metrics, tests, reports. I'm wondering what the scorecard adds to the picture in Kalamazoo County. What wasn't known before that you've brought to light?
I don't think that there's anything on the scorecard that wasn't known before because it's public data. But I think what the scorecard does is it puts it all together for someone to understand from zero to adult. Here's how it can impact a child throughout their various years of education. And so I think it puts it into a story of someone across their life. And as I said, it makes it more urgent because it's right there and you can read it and you can see how it can impact. So if in third grade they're not proficient with reading and math, it can continue to affect them into middle school, into high school, getting into college, getting into a career. And so I think it puts it all together and puts it in front of you in a visual that's understandable.
You've got the scorecard put together. You've got the Learning Network's mission. What's the next step?
So the next step is to continue to formalize the work that's already being done, and so continue to look at continuous improvement, what's being done, is it working, can we adjust it, and then also looking at the other pieces of the continuum to see where is the next area along the continuum that we should focus on. And so would it be middle school? Would it be the K through 3 or the K through 5? Would it be more of a high school focus? I think that is our next step with the learning network.
So it sounds like as time goes on, you want to flesh out that story more that you're telling with the current scorecard.
Correct. Yeah, we want to look at what is the data telling us, what areas along that continuum are ready for this type of work, because this is different work. This is coming together, organizations coming together with the school community to support each other and work together. And so, where are the areas where we're most ready that we can begin to work on flushing out even more data? And the other thing is where do we have data already? Because as I said before, the adult literacy, there's not a lot of data out there because it's newer. It's a newer issue. So I think it's that readiness and, partnerships already made. I think it's that where we determine who's ready and who's next.
Is there a part of that story of education from kindergarten through adulthood that you really want to know next that you're the most eager to focus on?
I think a lot of indication is saying that the connection between pre-K and early elementary is key to setting up kids for success then the rest of the way. There's also there's a big transition from pre-K to school, and so it's having partners talk with each other about that transition that I think might be signs of indication of possibly moving in that direction next.
Amy Slancic of the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.